Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
No one's nicer than Joe Allen, and no one will be more upset about his departure than John Dernan. Morning, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
£13 million, that's a steal, isn't it, for that boy?
Oh, I think so. I think you look at some players that, you know, prices are being paid for, some average players, and he's a good, good player. And I admire the guy who wants to play week in, week out, rather than just be a squad player and sit on the bench. I think you've got to admire the guy for that, and he'll be a great asset for Stoke.
Are Stoke actually becoming a proper force in football, no longer just the side who were determined to stay up in the Premier League?
Yeah, I think he had a bit of a wobble through the season last year, near the end of the season. But I think he plays a more attractive kind of football. I think he's a good manager, Mark Hughes. I think, and for him to entice the players that he brings to the club, I think that says a great thing about him. So, yeah, I think Stoke aren't just your average. You know, I think everyone made them as a long ball team as such. But I think Stoke will be top 10 this season.
Oh, good luck to Joe. Top lad. Right. Here's a story that's just breaking at the moment, and it's a fascinating one. Take whichever strand you want out of this. This is about Mamadou Sakho. Have you heard about this so far?
Go on.
Right. So Mamadou Sakho has been sent home from Liverpool's pre-season tour of America by Jurgen Klopp. So if you read the Mirror's report, which has come online overnight by David Maddock, it's fairly straight. It says the centre-back cleared to play again following his temporary ban, following the adverse finding in a drugs test, but had been struggling with an ankle injury. So it says in the Mirror, Jurgen Klopp has decided he's got to continue his rehab back home at Liverpool's training ground, which is fine, but it's a bit odd because the likes of Lucas are still out there. There's injured players, Joe Gomez, also involved out there. Now, in this piece from David Maddock, he's put, it's not known if it's a disciplinary measure. But head on to the Telegraph's piece this morning, which is written by John Percy, who's one of their top writers. Mamadou Sakho's Liverpool future has been thrown into doubt after he was ordered home from the club's tour of America. Sakho was flown back to England after Klopp ran out of patience with the French defender's attitude during their stay in Palo Alto. It's understood Sakho had infuriated Klopp on two occasions, and he's been sent home with his future now appearing uncertain. The 26-year-old is alleged to have turned up late for Liverpool's flight to the United States, while last weekend he interrupted Klopp while the manager was conducting an interview. Klopp jokingly threatened to leave Sakho stranded on Alcatraz, but the relationship has deteriorated over the past few days. Klopp is believed to have felt he had no alternative but to take disciplinary action. Now, this is quite strong, isn't it?
Oh, aye. No smoke without fire. You don't get sent home from the tour. Where, obviously, I think when you say ankle injury, whether if he's broken it or broken a bone, yes. If he's ligaments or whatever, like you said, and there's injured players over there, rehab facilities over there, did have everything. Yeah, it looks like you say, it's a disciplinary matter. And the fact that this guy should be bending over backwards to get back in Klopp's good books is for what's gone on, even though maybe the UEFA obviously messed his drug test up or whatever. But whatever way you look at it, if he's come back to training with an attitude, the guy, you know, Klopp has to show him who the boss is, and I think he's done that.
It sounds very much like a fallout. Liverpool have declined to comment on the incident, other than to confirm that Sakho has left. And I think that, if you underline that, that probably says it all, because otherwise Liverpool would have said he's going back for treatment.
Definitely, I think they would have just put it out, as you've just said, and no one would have thought twice about it. But obviously something's gone on, Steve. Like I said, there's no smoke without fire, and I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it somehow. I will be making phone calls today. I will be asking certain people.
You'd love to know, wouldn't you? I mean, look, back in your day and back in, say, the day, I've heard so many stories about, say, Terry McDermott on pre-season trips. Yeah. How on earth he never got sent home is beyond belief, isn't it?
Well, he didn't get sent. He got sent to his room and that was it. That's what he got done. Yeah.
But you've got to do something pretty serious, haven't you, to actually get in the manager's bad books in such a way that he doesn't want you near the group?
Well, first of all, you turn up late. If you're designated to be at a certain time, punctuality is a big thing with me. It's a no-no if you're late. You should never, ever be late. You always give yourself half an hour, three quarters of an hour, wherever wherever you do. Obviously, certain things happen where there's obviously an accident on a motorway, whatever. But there's no excuse for being late. If you're supposed to be there at a certain time and you turn up late, unless you've got a really, really good reason, it shouldn't happen. And if that's happened, well, obviously, I mean, that's a no-no in a manager's book.
OK, we'll wait and see how that one unfolds. He's flying back with Brad Smith, who's coming back to complete his move to Bournemouth. Now, it's just been a weird sort of rollercoaster for Brad Smith, hasn't he? One day a few years ago, he was playing at Chelsea and he was probably thinking, this is the start of an epic Liverpool career. Then he was sort of released by the club, then re-signed, and now he's off again.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's off. I don't think he was ever going to make it at Liverpool. I think, like you said, the uncertainty with him. But like you said, he's had the experience. He's played for Liverpool. He's been at a great club. And that can only stand him in good stead. And the fact that he's gone to Bournemouth, where he probably will play and hopefully do a great job. I mean, he might say to the manager, well, hang on, I'm going to prove something to you. And rightly so. But it's a challenge somewhere else. And it's an opportunity for him to stake his claim as to be a regular in the Premiership.
They seem to be making some good money this summer, Liverpool. I know they've spent as well, and obviously Wijnaldum, and you know that they've brought players in for hefty sums. But at the same time, they're shedding quite a few players for decent amounts at the moment.
Well, they've got to shed a few players off the wage bill, Steve. That's simple as that. I mean, there's too many people there who were never ever going to get a look in, who we pay good money for in transfer fees, and we're paying good money in wages. And it's a business at the end of the day. It's a business, and that, you know, you can't be throwing money away and spending money on dead wood that you aren't going to use. So you've got to clear the deck somehow and balance the books. And obviously, that's what Liverpool are trying to do.
Yeah, they've got their first pre-season game in America in a couple of days' time. So at the moment, they're doing all the Alcatraz stuff and stuff like that. I just wonder whether we'll start to see something like the team that we might expect to see come away at the Emirates Stadium on the day one of the Premier League.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I think, I think in his mind he knows who's starting lineup or who is a best 15, 16 in his eyes. I think pre-season, like you said, it's all about getting fit and peaking at the right time. And if you have a really good pre-season, it sets you up for the season. If you don't do a pre-season, I think it holds you back. So I think it's all important that you do all the right stuff, get through it injury-free, and like I said, you're peaking for the start of the season.
Who would you start, Derns? Come on, give me a. If you had to choose now, and you gave me an 11 for the start of the season, who would you go with in goal? Would you go with Mignolet just to give him five games at the start of the season?
I think you'd have to go with Mignolet. I mean, if you didn't, I think his days are numbered. If he doesn't start the season, I think he's out the door.
Okay,
that's a statement. So I'd go with Mignolet.
Klein at right back.
Yeah, you have to go with Klein, right back. Left back, you'd have to go with the most erratic Mourinho. I thought he'd be a good player, but you've got to stick with him. I would have gone with Sacco.
You would have gone with Sacco, but you won't now.
I would have gone with Sacco, but I won't now.
Mind you, Matip's injury is just slight, isn't it? Is that what we're led to believe? He had a little injury, didn't he? Okay,
exactly.
So Lovren and Matip, yeah?
Yeah.
So two in front of them. Milner?
Yes.
Henderson?
I'd have Milner. With Joe Allen gone, I think you'd have to play him.
Okay. What? And Chan, maybe, because he came back late, would he not feature in the first game?
I think Chan'd have to, yeah.
Okay.
I think rumours is, I think he's going to get the captaincy.
Right, okay. So Milner and Chan, or Henderson and Chan?
I'd go for... Oh, that's a difficult one, Steve. I think maybe Henderson, as for his athletic ability, not so much his footballing prowess.
All right, Henderson and Chan. Oof, that says something when you put him in the team. Henderson and Chan. Moving a bit further forward. So on the right-hand side of the attack, you'd have... You signing from Southampton, maybe?
No.
Marnie?
No, I wouldn't.
But I think he will, won't he?
Well, I'd put Marnie just up front, just behind the front. Oh,
right.
I really would.
So as a three, you might have Coutinho on the left?
I'd have Coutinho on the left, definitely. Obviously, you'd have to have Sturridge.
Sturridge up front. Mane in behind him.
And I think one more.
Lallana?
Yeah, you'd have to. Do you know what? Lallana's in a bit of an enigma where I wouldn't play him on the right. Maybe you could play him right and coming in. But I think, again, his best position is just to roam. It really is. Don't have a specific position and have someone. And that's where, obviously, if you're going to play Milner or Henderson, they'll cover for whatever. But I can't really point at a specific position for Lallana.
Right.
But
okay.
I'd play Lallana on the right.
And you've left Georgie Wijnaldum out, or Genie Wijnaldum.
Yep.
Yeah,
at the moment.
You've left him out. So 25 million, just put you on the bench.
I've just put him on the bench, yeah.
Yeah, and also Roberto Firmino. He's not in your 11.
No, definitely not, not at the moment.
You've not thought it through.
No,
I'm sending you home from pre-season.
Firmino's for me. I told you, I wouldn't start them at the moment because I'd have to see what his mindset was. Mm. Obviously, the manager knows, but does that... Steve, it's all about an opinions, but there's some players there I wouldn't start and there's some players I would.
Okay, let's finish off. What was the worst disciplinary you had, Dearns?
Do you know what? This is another day. I'd give you a quick story next week, but my disciplinary really had to go all the way to the Mirror building to see Maxwell, Robert Maxwell, the bit longest table in the world where it was like he was sitting right at the end and then he fined me 2 weeks' wages and banned me from the club for the week.
But you're going to tell us next week what it was for.
Yeah.
John Dernan, thank you very much indeed. Speak soon, pal.
See you later. Bye-bye. Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.